Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to Humpy Dumpy Day, Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 6th of May, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So if you're one of the lucky few out there that actually have that Apple Watch, and you've been kind of thinking, you know what, I want to jazz it up a little bit, give it my own style, but unfortunately I got to go spend thousands of dollars at Apple just to do that. Well, not anymore. Apple has launched a new Made for Apple Watch program that confirms its support for third-party bands and accessories. Thank goodness. And of course, you got to have Apple's stamp of approval for this, so that means third-party watch brands must pass a number of tests in order to make the thing. That includes simple things such as durability and corrosiveness. They've also got to be designed to detach easily when users want to remove them and provide a significant adjustability for different wrist sizes. Well, duh. Yeah, I guess as customers, we want durability and blah, 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 and all that sort of crap. But what we care about most, yeah, the price. So thank goodness there's finally going to be a cheaper solution for something that's made probably exactly the same way as Apple's is. Well, while we're talking about Apple, we're all gearing up for that June event, which supposedly is going to unveil a new Apple TV. We have yet to see this, but it looks like it anyways. And because of that, the rumor barrel is completely full right now, overflowing with things, and this week is going to focus on a new Apple remote design. According to the folks over at the New York Times, the new remote is going to have a touchpad that's similar to those found on the company's MacBooks. Okay. It's also going to have two buttons, according to the Times. But that being said, the new remote is also going to be slightly thicker than the current iteration. They're saying something similar in size to the remote of the Amazon Echo wireless speaker. The only thing I'm hoping for, if this new redesigned Apple remote is really a thing, put a locator device or GPS in the damn thing, because I'm always losing my damn remote. That's what we need. Find my remote, not find my iPhone. So if you got a buttload of bandwidth and you don't know what to do with it, plus you've got an old PlayStation 3, well, your day just got a little bit brighter. Finally, Sony has brought game streaming to the PlayStation 3. Yeah, it's been on the PlayStation 4 for quite a while now. And it was actually announced many, many moons ago that it would be coming to the PlayStation 3, but finally, it's almost here. Yes, the cloud gaming service on PlayStation Now, the subscription and rental service, will become available on Sony's older consoles starting May 12th. It's also going to offer a 7-day free trial to people who haven't yet signed up. And of course, the PlayStation Now service offers access to its library for a monthly price of $19.99. So fire up that PlayStation 3, plug in that modem, and piss off your ISP. It's Final Fantasy time. Microsoft has announced today the release of the Microsoft Office 2016 public preview for Windows 7 and later. Best thing about this build is free to everyone to try out. No 365 subscription is required. In the new public preview for Office 2016, it offers better support for cloud services across the suite, including Outlook's new ability to directly attach OneDrive files and configure any recipient's permissions. However, if you want to try out the new public preview of 2016 Office, you ain't going to be able to run it alongside the Office 2013. You're going to have to uninstall that first. Enjoy the public preview while you can, because it's probably going to be officially released with Windows 10 in around 3 months. Dropbox has snuck in a new update for us today, version 3.9 on its iOS app, and is giving a little bit of previews of upcoming features. When you update the app, the home screen of the app will show users the most recently opened or uploaded files. Dropbox is also saying in a few weeks' time, people will be able to add file comments from their iPhone or iPad, as well as create and edit Microsoft Word documents in the app itself. That's kind of handy. To take advantage of these features, get your behind over to the Apple App Store. Click that little update button in the corner. You see that come up there? Yeah, this is update. And you're good to go for now and future things to come. And finally, yes, tomorrow people will be voting in the UK. And if you're not sure who your candidate is or who you want to vote for, Google's going to help you out with that. Yes, Google has teamed up with your crowdsourced site, Your Next MP, to bring you information on your choices straight into its results. All you gotta do is type in the search box, "Who can I vote for?" And then you'll be greeted by a box asking for your postcode. Once you enter it, you'll be given a list of candidates in your area and access to a lot of information on their backgrounds, platforms, and recent press appearances. Yeah, that's not a bad idea there, Google. That is, if you haven't been bombarded enough already with a bunch of leaflets or politicians knocking on the door saying, "Can I have your bloody vote?" This might be something you might want to check out. However, though, I have noticed that looking through the list after you do enter your postal code, it does not give you the option of none of the above. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Hop on over to our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow the British Tech Network on Twitter at British Tech. You can even follow me, if you really want to, at Kyle Swagger as well. We'll be back tomorrow with your Thursday edition. Might be a little bit late tomorrow, boys and girls, so just hang in there, okay? I'm going to do my best to get you one up. But until then, I hope you have a fantastic Wednesday, and thank you so much for listening.